Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So today, the first day of the Olympics in Tokyo, Japan, the number two softball team, beat the number eight ranked Australian women's team 8-1. Evidently, the U.S. is softball team, the top-ranked team, beat Italy in the second game. Sad news, the women's soccer team went down 3-0 to Sweden. And sadly, nobody in the stands, nobody gets to see this because this is the COVID Olympics. There will be no spectators. There will be none of that. We can all watch it on TV. And I'm waiting for the time where maybe we just do the Olympics via Zoom. All of the athletes get to stay home and they get to run at home. And then you just put it together on a Zoom camera and do something like that. So we don't have to have these debacles in city after city. I'm here to share some thoughts on the upcoming Olympics or the current Olympics and, well, the disaster that we've seen thus far. I've asked Timothy Noah to come talk with us. He's got a new piece out on this very topic of giving Greece back the Olympics. Timothy, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me.
So thus far, does this Olympics in Tokyo, does this match up to the past ones that we've seen in Athens and Atlanta and other places?
Seems like it's a little worse. It's a real problem when you can't get people into the stadiums, right? Or the arenas. The thing is, every 4 years, there is some mess up. It's a quadrennial ritual. Every 4 years there are going to be stories about how completely unready the host country is to host the Olympics. And, it's not a big surprise. It's a completely new effort for each country. Even if they've hosted before, it's usually so long ago that nobody remembers exactly how it's done. It's an incredibly expensive proposition, and it's very wasteful, it seems to me. I think that rather than have this traveling show that doesn't work very well, we should just return the Olympics to Greece.
Yeah, I read that, and I'm going, I've heard it before, that we should pick a central location and build, really good infrastructure that it's going to get some regular use, because, you get the Olympics every couple of years, and I look at Brazil, for instance, when they did it, they built a whole bunch of stuff that, doesn't get used. In fact, I think at one point they turned some of it into homeless housing or something like that. I mean, it was, you had no more use for it. And right. It just seems like you said, a lot of wasteful spending. But this Olympic is a little different. You're in the midst of a global pandemic in a country that is really one of the lower vaccinated countries in the world.
Right. It's last I checked, they were below 20%. It's incredibly dangerous and insane for them to be doing this. Apparently, the Japanese, there have been polls in Japan. People don't want to proceed with this. And it just makes no sense at all.
And the athletes, every time I turn around, there's another athlete or another, somebody else can't play because or can't participate because they've tested positive. And the only reason I found out that there is a women's 3-on-3 event is because Katie Lou Samuelson, someone my daughter really liked from UConn, got COVID and isn't going to be able to participate. And I'm going, when did we get 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics? Did I miss that?
It's crazy. And Japan has declared actually a public health emergency. They've literally declared their own Olympics to be a public health emergency. The Tokyo is going to be in a state of public health emergency until the end of the Olympics. It's ridiculous.
So, in looking at this, do you think they should have just canceled the whole thing as, they did last year? They postponed it. Is this a postponed thing? Is this a canceled thing? Where do you think this should have gone?
I think they should have either canceled or postponed. It sort of blows my mind that there wasn't close coordination between the folks who were monitoring the vaccination rate and the folks who were planning the Olympics. Maybe there was close coordination and they just didn't care. But it seems to be 20%. It really is not good enough.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Here in the United States, we're we're having a surge right now, and we're above 60%. That's not good enough either. But certainly 20% is really a big problem.
Now, who are we most concerned about? Are we concerned about the citizens of Japan because we're bringing all these people from around the world and all the variants and all the different strains from around the world are converging onto one place? Or are we concerned about the athletes who, again, are going to be in these kind of close quarters in these Olympic villages on the cardboard beds that we've heard so much about? Where are we most concerned, do you think?
Why do we have to choose? I mean, I think it's bad for I'm concerned about all of them. The COVID vaccine doesn't distinguish between who's a Japanese citizen and who's a visiting athlete from another country. This should not be taking place. It seems very clear to me that this is a bad public policy call.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. But I have friends who are like, no, we need this. We need this in this moment, Timothy. We need this moment to lift up the country because sports brings us together. You know, all
well,
that wonderful
we?
Stuff.
I mean, is by we, do you mean Americans? Because, we've got, globally speaking, we've got a relatively high vaccination rate. We can invite friends over to watch the Olympics. There are many countries around the world where that's not such a good idea still.
Now, moving forward in the post, let's say we get past this, in the post, COVID era, or waiting for the next, virus to come up and jump and bite us in the behind, these large scale events, do you ever see them coming back, to where they were pre-pandemic?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think they will come back. I think that, they're already starting to come back in the United States on a very kind of cautious proceeding. The states are proceeding very cautiously. And at first I thought that was foolish, but now I realize, no, that's wise, because you do have to worry about who's gotten the vaccine, who hasn't. There's an incredible amount of timidity about asking people whether they've been vaccinated or not. I mean, I really applaud Springsteen on Broadway for it's the only Broadway show, or it was the first Broadway show that came back up, and they made everybody provide evidence that they'd been vaccinated before they let them in. And that's a good policy. I don't want to go up places where there are people who are unvaccinated and I risk getting the Delta variant.
Yeah. No, I was just reading a thing today that only like 43% of New York City police and support staff are vaccinated. And I'm like, that's not surprising to me.
Right.
The fact is now you've got to worry about the police not just coming and arresting you, but making you sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got to get the vaccination numbers up. Absolutely. And I think that really what needs to happen is that Biden needs to issue a national mandate for people to either wear a mask or be vaccinated when they go back to work, which there was going to be an OSHA temporary standard that was going to be issued in March, and he chickened out.
Wow, I'm imagining the insanity that comes after that order, because I'm sure you remember Michigan and Ohio and here in Pennsylvania, all of the anti-maskers coming out and basically looking like zombies, on their last march for brains. I can't imagine what would happen if you said, no, it's not just that you have to wear a mask, but now we're going to make sure you get the shot. I cannot imagine what that's going to look like.
Well, it would probably be bad, but it's worse to have people die unnecessarily.
But what do you say to the person? Because, I've been looking at this going, some of the news coming out has said that, basically the unvaccinated folks are the ones who are getting most sick. They're the ones who are, filling up our hospital ERs and filling up our ICUs, and they're the ones who are dying. What's wrong with going, good.
Well, it's never good to have fellow human beings getting sick and dying. I mean, it just isn't.
Well, you make a choice.
Even people who make bad choices shouldn't. We should find ways to get them vaccinated. And you can't. you can make somebody, an employer could say you have to get vaccinated if you want to come back to work, because the employee could say, well, okay, I won't go back to work. So, you know, this is private enterprise, which the conservatives are supposed to love, right? But employers aren't doing it very much. And so I think the government would actually be doing private enterprise a great favor if they just stated the rules of the road, and then employers could shrug and say, hey, I don't like it, but the government's making me do it.
Yeah, no, I get that all the time. You have to wear a mask because Tom Wolf said so, and we hate him, but we have to wear it anyway. Get it all the time. But hey, I guess if it makes you follow the rules and do that, then great. But what do you do with the people who are so vehemently dug in? You know, my wife went back finally to go get her occasional massage. And the woman who does the massage said, you know, she's had people come back and refuse to come back because she's been vaccinated. And I forget what was the one that the one told her that because she's been vaccinated, she's got the mark of the beast in her and she's now Satan. And another one said that, you know, there's going to be a slough off and she's going to make her sterile. I mean, there's all of this insane kind of misinformation and just out and out lies out there. How do you combat that?
I don't know. I mean, it's a tough one. But how many people are we talking about who were saying stuff like that to this masseuse?
Well, I mean, you know, enough that she's closing her business and taking it home. You know, enough people that are, you know, her business is severely hampered. And look, I know a bunch of people who believe the Facebook memes, who believe that, you know, they're putting microchips in people, and it's really kind of scary. And look, I've got some union friends who are, you know, rallying to say, no, we are not going to let the employers mandate that we have to have vaccines. I mean, it's that kind of an issue that I think is pretty, you know, pretty contentious.
I would expect that the union leadership would say, we don't want to come back unless you make sure people are vaccinated, because we want to protect the health of our workers.
You would think, wouldn't you?
That is their job.
You know, one would think that, again, this is democracy in the workplace, and you would hope that the majority of workers would go, yeah, we would all like to be safe, thank you very much. But what do you do in an environment where the majority of workers, because unions are democracy in the workplace, say, no, we're not going to do it? That's where some of these unions are in trouble. And these are healthcare unions.
Well, I'll tell you, we have I've been filling in for an editor at the Washington Monthly and posting things online. And tomorrow we're posting a piece by Stephen Waldman, who runs a project called Report for America. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's modeled on Teach for America, and it sends reporters out to local newsrooms, young reporters. And he has a piece that's going up on the website tomorrow that says, one way to fight this misinformation is to increase the number of people who are reporting local news, because he said it's interesting. When people's diet consists only of national news, that's very polarizing. When people have a balance of national news but also local news, they bring a little more common sense to the table, because local news isn't nearly as polarizing, and there are divisions, but they're, you know, it's not team A and team B. The divisions are sort of more complicated, and people agree about some things, don't agree about other things. And he thinks that this is a good way to disseminate better information.
No, I absolutely agree with that. I've been saying for years we need to break up some of these major conglomerates and fund local reporting and local investigative news. I'm all on board with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
We most certainly need it. Too many of these giants have bought up local newspapers, and we're just running, you know, national stories in them. Before I let you go, I want to get back to the original story. We kind of went off a little bit on the virus, but, you know, it fits with the story. In looking at, you know, Olympics going forward, I liked your idea of, you know, we should take this back to Greece, or pick a location. Any chance of something like that ever happening?
Greece invented the Olympics, you know.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Olympics were in Greece for 1,000 years. You wouldn't have the Rose Bowl in Burkina Faso, would you? So why do you have the Olympics anywhere except Greece?
And how do you see that working out?
Well, they probably need a little financial help to make it happen. I think the EU could help. Maybe the European Central Bank could help. Maybe the IOC could share some broadcast revenue with Greece to give the Greeks an incentive to run the thing right. And, you know, they probably, the first couple of times they did it, it would probably be a bit of a mess, as Olympics always are. But you would think that if they do it, you know, by the third time or the fourth time, they would know how to do it, because it'll be something they've done before, something they know how to do.
And maybe we could just, you know, we won't have to hear these insane stories every year about cardboard beds and all the usual stories that come along every Olympic cycle.
Absolutely.
We will see how it goes. But Timothy, I appreciate the work that you do. Good stuff. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Timothy Noah, columnist there at the New Republic. Also got this piece over at the Washington Monthly. We'll get links out on social media, how you can take a look at that. And, you know, make sure you check out our website, thericksmithshow.com. But what do you think of that? What do you think of the idea of going, you know what? No more cities outbidding each other. No more cities wasting huge amounts of money on building infrastructure that we're probably not going to use for anything else. Building huge stadiums and arenas and stuff that we don't need when we've got other ones that are still functional. What do you think of that? Do you think that's a smart idea? Do you think somewhere we should move toward? Because I'll tell you, you look at the amount of money that gets spent on these events, these massive events, they never pay for themselves. They never generate enough revenue. They never bring in enough cash to make sure that people that it gets paid for. So to me, it sounds like a good idea. And look, Greece is still in trouble. This could be a boost where they get a little income every year. Sounds like a win-win to me. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.